This is Akashvani, the news read by Narang Koyang. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has arrived in Oslo, Norway, as part of his multi-nation tour. This visit includes bilateral talks between India and Norway and also the third India-Nordic summit. This visit will give impetus to India's relations with the Nordic countries. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh departed on a two-nation visit to Vietnam and South Korea today. In a social media post, the minister said that he is looking forward to visiting the two nations to further expand the scope of bilateral engagement. He said the focus will be on a deepening strategic military cooperation, strengthening defence industrial partnerships, boosting maritime collaboration and promoting peace and stability in the Indo-Pacific region. During his visit to Vietnam, Rajnath Singh will hold bilateral talks with the Minister of National Defense of Vietnam, General Phan Van Giang. Congress leader V.D. Satheesan was sworn in as the new Chief Minister of Kerala today at a grand ceremony held at the Central Stadium in Thiruvananthapuram this morning. Governor Rajendra Vishwanath Arlekar administered the oath of office and secrecy to Mr. Satheesan. A 21-member cabinet took office alongside the chief minister. 16 members in the new ministry are becoming ministers for the first time. The Congress Party has 11 representatives in the new cabinet. The Indian Union Muslim League has 5 ministers. Immediately following the swearing-in ceremony, the newly formed government convened its first official cabinet meeting today. The cabinet of the government of West Bengal has given in the principal approval to the formation of the 7 Pay Commission for the employees of the government of West Bengal, various government boards, corporation and other state-aided bodies. In a significant decision, the cabinet today also gave in principle approval to stop various direct benefit transfers from 1st June under the Information and Cultural Affairs Department and Minority and Madrasa Department of the state government. The scholarship schemes will continue under these departments. The state government also gave approval for the free transport facility for short and long distance for the women of the state. The Annapurna scheme will be introduced from the 1st June for the women of the state, under which 3,000 rupees will be transferred under the direct benefit transfer. The OBC list for Bengal will be prepared afresh by the state government following the recent judgment of the Calcutta High Court. Chief Minister Suvendu Adhikari chaired a cabinet today at the State Secretariat, Navadna. In Uttar Pradesh, the Yogi Adityanath cabinet today approved the constitution of an OBC commission. The Commission's recommendations are a Supreme Court prerequisite for implementing backward class quotas in panchayat elections. The Cabinet under the leadership of the Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath today also cleared metro expansions in Agra and Lucknow, a 2,799 crore rupees power grid upgrade in Mirzapur and 855 crore rupees hospital complex at RML. The Election Commission has announced the schedule for the biennial elections to 16 seats of the Maharashtra Legislative Council. According to the Commission, the notification will be issued on the 25th of this month and the polling will be held on the 18th of June. The counting of votes will take place on the 22nd of June. The Model Code of Conduct has come into force with immediate effect in the concerned constituencies. Union Home Minister and Corporation Minister Amit Shah today flagged off a fleet of state-of-the-art Dial 112 emergency response vehicles and modern forensic mobile vans at a state-level function held in Raipur. Chief Minister Vishnu Deosai, Deputy Chief Minister Vijay Sharma and Chhattisgarh Assembly Speaker Raman Singh were also present on the occasion. Union Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal has said that India is progressing rapidly despite global challenges and uncertainties. Launching the website of Bharat Vyapar Mahotsav in New Delhi today, Mr. Goyal emphasized that the enthusiasm to move forward should never diminish and everyone must continue working tirelessly. Indian Railways has said that a detailed inquiry is underway to ascertain the cause of the fire that broke out in one of the passenger coaches at Sasaram Railway Station in Bihar. According to East Central Railways, the incident occurred at around 5:30 a.m. when smoke was detected from one of the coaches of the Sasaram Patna passenger train, which was standing on the platform. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.